And welcome back to KNDY. We're now joined by Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marizo Bulldogs. Coach, you come into tonight's game with your team in a bit of a rough patch, losing three of your last five ball games. What do you feel are some of the reasons for the recent slump?
Well, basically, we're playing better teams. Every year, this is a rough patch. Abilene's, you know, consistently good. Nemaha's consistently good. Rock Creek's consistently good. We knew it was going to be some tough teams we're going against, but that's what you want. You want to play against good teams. You don't improve by beating anybody by 40 points, and these games are great for us. You play against these better teams, they have better athletes, they have faster, longer athletes, and, you know, our shooting percentages are going down against these teams, but that's just natural. We've got to find a way to win games and get the job done, even when we aren't shooting the ball well. And as our coaches, we've got to figure that stuff out and get our guys on board and work to do that, because, you know, if we want to go where we want to go in the postseason, there's going to be a game where we can't throw it in the ocean standing on the beach. So we've got to find a way to get the job done otherwise.
Tonight you take on Clay Center, a team you beat early in the season. What do you expect to see out of them this time around?
They've improved dramatically. Their coach is doing a great job with them. They play extremely hard. Seems like their culture has improved tremendously from where it had been. You know, a lot of energy from their bench, and guys are playing hard, and they're pushing up and down kind of like us, and they're open. They shoot the three. They're going to be a dangerous team. They're going to come out and play extremely hard, and I expect them to give us some troubles. We have the guys to win the game and complete confidence in our team, but this is not the same Clay Center team that we've seen in the past few years, and it's not the same team we saw earlier this year. They've continually gotten better as the year has gone along. It'll be a challenge.
We're speaking with Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, good luck.
Thank you, sir.
That's Marysville Bulldogs head basketball coach Scott Brown here on KNDY.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Got to get in tomorrow morning. They do have a $150 rebate card when you buy four qualifying BF Goodrich tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. That sale ends tomorrow. Well, let's see. We've got more basketball for you tonight. Bulldogs and the Tigers square off in boys play as Marysville comes in 12-4, 6-1. Suffered a loss at Raleigh County, their last outing on Tuesday. Final went Raleigh County 54 and Marysville 37. Marysville really struggled offensively. Managed 8 points in the first and third quarters. Managed 10 in the fourth quarter. They were outscored 54-37 down the stretch. Mike Alston-Zinger leading back with 20 points. One of three Rock Creek Mustangs in double figures. Jackson Rader with the only double-figure score for Marysville. Managed 10. Past that, it goes 7 points, 4 points, 4 points for Marysville. Just really not getting anywhere offensively on the road at Rock Creek, as they improved to 15-1, dropping Marysville to 12-4 in a 54-37 decision. Marysville atop the North Central Kansas League race in Season 1. Their only blemish, one-point loss back in December at Concordia, who's down at the bottom of the pack, in fact, in this NCKL race. Marysville atop the league, then... Where are we at here? I've lost my notes. Let me find those for you before I go any further. We'll bounce over to Clay Center. They won at Republic County on Tuesday, 47-32. Their fourth win of the season in 16 starts. The wins over Republic County, a pair of wins over Chapman, and then Remington was their other win. They come in 4-12. They are 2-4 in the NCKL. Both those league wins versus Chapman. All right, here I've got the boys' league race. Abilene's atop the pack. 10-5, 6-1 as they beat Marysville in the second meeting between the two. Then Marysville 12-4, 4-2. Omega 7-9, 4-2. Clay Center is 4-12, 2-4. With Concordia 3-12, 2-4. Chapman 6-10 is 1-6 in the NCAA. All right, got all that covered. We'll come back, take a look at starting lineups for the game tonight.
Family owned and operated, Tension Envelope is a proud supporter of all Marysville activities. One of the leading producers of envelopes and nationwide distribution, Tension produces over 11 billion envelopes per year with plants from coast to coast. Tension says good luck to the Marysville Bulldogs and the Lady Dogs.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
When you roller, send for Schroller.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Starting lineups for the visiting Marysville Bulldogs. Gavin Mitchell is a 6-foot junior. Jackson Rader, a 5'10 junior. Dalton Denner is a 6'1 senior. Cody Schrader, a 6'1 senior. And Matt Holly is a 6'4 senior. Trio of seniors and a pair of juniors start for Marysville coach Scott Brown. Clay Center starts Carson Flourish, a 6-foot sophomore. Brady Glaves, a 5'9 junior. Jared Fitzenmeyer, a 5'8 senior. Whit Williams, 6'3 junior, and Kenner Mars, 5'8 junior. They're young, a single senior on their starting roster, two seniors on the varsity roster. They start three juniors and a sophomore. Clay Center under head coach Travis Smith. Marysville, 12-4, 6-1, and Clay Center, 4-12, 2-4. Marysville won the earlier meeting between these two teams. It's Bulldog Basketball live tonight on KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website, KNDYradio.com, and on demand, download our mobile app as well.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new Chevy Silverado pickups and a new 2020 that's right for you, including a 1500 model work truck, 1500 model LT Trail Boss, and a 1500 model LT Z71 edition. They also have a Silverado 2500 HD Z71 edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is proud of its hardworking team of machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, truck drivers, supervisors, and more who provide a homegrown industry and become a worldwide provider of agricultural, trailer, forklift, OEM, and government products. Landall Corporation is accepting applications. Join our team today. Landall Corporation, a proud part of a proud community for over 50 years.
Clay Center High School Choir with our national anthem before a full house here tonight. It is homecoming. The homecoming queen was Jacqueline Benosh and the king, Logan McDonald. They were crowned during festivities and activities between games here tonight. Good crowd of Marysville fans on hand. Traveled well here tonight. Can't get a lot of red and black around this year. Right at home. Coming back home a week from tonight. Bulldogs are idle until Friday. Hosting Clay Center. Following Monday is a makeup game as Concordia comes to town. Then it's Wamego in for the season finale on a Tuesday, February the 25th. Substate looming just around the corner. Right now, the Marysville boys are the number one seed in the Hiawatha Invitational. Marysville at 12-4, Mar Hill at 10-4, and Nemahal Central is 11-5. Pleasant Ridge and Hiawatha and Sabetha are all 8-7. ACCHS at 5-11, Bishop Ward at 3-11, round out that 3A substate. Of course, the top seeds get a home berth in the first round. Looks like Marysville, anyway, is spicy, would be a top seed, top four seed, anyway. Currently, again, top seed in that Hiawatha Invitational. Postseason looming, won't be long. Opposite our broadcast tonight, Ben Keller is up in Washington as the Tigers entertain Hacks. Still live on KDYFM 95.5. Tune for that, plus scores on all the area games on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show. Twice each hour following our game broadcast. And a service of Farm Bureau agents for Rice Leonard in Washington and Marvin Kramer in Marysville. Second meeting between Marysville and Clay Center here tonight. Bulldogs starting Peschel, Raider, Denner, Schrader, and Holly. Tigers start Flourish, Glaives, Hitzenmeyer, Williams, and DeMars. Again, the Marysville girls fall short in overtime. 34-33, a hard fight for Marysville. As Clay Center girls improved to 12-5 atop the NCKL at 6-1. Marysville is 7-10. They're 2-5. Bulldog basketball tonight, a service of our KDY Sports Booster Club members. Marysville looking to bounce back off a loss to Riley County. Clay Center hoping to extend their winning ways. They were victorious over Republic County their last outing. Kobe Schrader with Williams set for the jump at center court. And we're underway a few minutes ahead of schedule here tonight. Bulldogs take the opening tip and work the floor left to right. Gavin Peschel at floor court. Near side to Dalton Denner. Back to Peschel. Far side, Jackson Reeder. He'll come back to Peschel. Center off the wing. Around the horn, far side to Kobe Schrader. Reeder from the corner. Out in the forecourt. Marysville is patient, reading the defense. Pass from Peschel to Reeder on the far side. Got away out of bounds. Here's Clay Center's first possession. Just a half minute in. A young team with a single senior among their starters. Two seniors on the varsity level. Jarrett Fitzenmeyer near side. Top of the key to Tanner DeMars. Back to Fitzenmeyer. Now finds Carson Flourish in the forecourt. DeMars far side to Whit Williams. Play back in the forecourt to Fitzenmeyer. Bulldogs with man-to-man pressure. Driving near side, Tanner DeMars with a backdoor layup for the first score in the ballgame. At 6:50 in counting. pass full of cars beneath the hoop, and he puts it right back in. Well, 4-0 lead. Here's a steal by Brady Glave. Playing the paint shot, missed. Matt Holly's eye for the rebound. Pass got away from Jackson Rader, that's again on the far sideline. He's saying, calm down, calm down. Coach Scott Brown says, to heck with it, I'm sending wholesale reserves in. This is not a good start for Marysville. Playing a disappointing performance in Riley County on Tuesday. They struggled with a couple of early turnovers. And it's five fresh faces in the lineup. Running Tanner DeMars, who's out front, far-side wing, with Williams. Coming out of the corner is Carson Flourish. To the wing. Knocking down a tray and play center. Coming out like a giant killer tonight. They lead 7-0. We're not quite 2 minutes in. All right, who we got out there? Oh, Neatville, Friar O'Neill, Ben Kirkland, Brayton Faulkner, and Alex White are the Marysville five on the floor. Whole seal substitutions in the opening minutes. Scott Brown expressing his frustration in a big way. Pass to the lane, the Faulkner underneath, and it knocked down, saves it. Inbounds to the near side, Owen Neufeld missing a three. Here's Alex White tracking it down on the far side. Bulldogs keep it in play. Couple of missed opportunities. Neufeld, far side to O'Neill. Cross court pass, intercepted by Tanner DeMars. He comes with a long layup. Foul. Count the basket. DeMars, third score here tonight. Driving alongside Owen Neufeld. It's foul. First foul whistle here tonight. And a chance for DeMars to cap the old-fashioned three. On the way. It's good for 10-0. 10-0 play center lead. They are 4-12. Full court pressure. Boy, are they fired up right now. Midcourt pass. Finds Kirkland coming to the lane. Looking low for Faulkner, and he gets back his way. Kirkland ties up with the defender on a jump ball whistle, and it's play center possession. Leading 10-0 here in the early going. That bench for Marysville is quiet as a church right now. This was aren't budging. Scott Brown said something to him as he walked back to the other end. DeMars, the one-man wrecking crew, puts it in again, drives the lane. His fourth score from the field, Tanner DeMars, a junior, has been a heat pull both ends of the floor. Here on defense, double teamed backcourt and had it tipped away out of bounds. Bulldogs retain possession. They're still scoreless. Far side pass, O'Neill to White in the corner. To the lane, it's Tanner DeMars. Second or third steal here tonight. Third, that I recall. DeMars lost it at the other end out of bounds. Here's Brandon Schradl, the senior reserve in the lineup. Scott Brown's gone 11 deep. Wholesale substitutions in the early minutes. Travis Smith countersending Blake Frederick, a junior reserve in the lineup. Here's full court pressure again. Middle of the first. Marysville still scoreless, down 12. O'Neill driving the lane. He was fouled. Whit Williams waving his arms like a windmill out there. Brings Neufeld to the line for two. Oh, they don't show it on Williams. All right. Carson Flourish. Williams is out there waving his arms in the lane. It doesn't matter who. Free throw's good. Marysville's first score. Here's on Neufeld's second look. It's good. Bulldogs are on the board at 4:25 to play. There's Connor Hawkins and a 12th Marysville player in the lineup for Brayton Faulkner. Scott Brown making some big statements, going all the way to the end of the bench here tonight. pass underneath, stolen by Marysville's Briar O'Neill. Brandon Schradle is in court. Across the sideline to Ben Kirkland. Through a lot of traffic, keeps it back out top to O'Neill. Far side to Hawkinson, missing a three. Rebound south, Blake Frederick. Here's a shot out. Williams for three. His second three. And it's play center leading 15-2. Scott Brown said this team was improved. Boy, you got to believe it. They're on fire here on their home court tonight. O'Neill on the far side. Deep belt hits that way. Plays to Kirkland out top. Around the defender, and Kirkland plays it in Marysville's first field goal at the 3:20 mark. 15-4, double-digit play center lead as Jared Fitzenmeier comes to the forecourt. Guarded man-to-man. There's a bounce pass to Flourish on the far side. Lob out top, reserve Frederick. Back in the corner, Flourish. Comes forecourt to Fitzenmeier. Turning on Niefeld. Fitzenmeier takes it to the lane. Foul whistle on the long layup missing. Jared Fitzenmeier to the line for two is fouled by Ben Kirkland, his first. Team second. Their only senior starter at the line. Fitzenmeier. Rims out. I wanted to see a dip, I wanted to see a drop, and then he jumped back out. Here's Tanner DeMars back in the game. He had the hot hand early with four scores from the field and a free throw. Fitzenmeier, second free throw is good. Extending the lead to 12. Here's a pass knocked away at midcourt, out of bounds off Flores. And Morgan Siebold checks into play center lineup, a junior reserve. Starters coming back in for Marysville, Diesel, Raider, Denner, Schrader, and Holly. Being given a second chance after Scott Brown pulled them early. Save a little timeout. Helps improve attitudes. Diesel far side. Schrader out of the corner. Turning, lost control of his dribble out of bounds. Bulldog turnover. Not quite the spark you wanted to see sending the starters back in. DeMars plays in traffic near the lane. Cooper Kalaban, a senior reserve now in. Only the second senior on this varsity lineup. Here's Frederick, far side wing. Pass to baseline, stolen by Holly. Marysville trailing by 12. Jackson Raider unloads a three, and it's good. First long ball, Marysville's second field goal. Cuts the lead to 9. Frederick on the far side, driving baseline, charges. Toby Schrader to the floor. Charging foul is the first personal, the second team foul. There's two both ways. Schrader comes out, might have got a bump on his forehead there, and they're going to maybe get a ban. White's in the lineup for Marysville. Full court pressure pays off. Tanner DeMars, the fourth steal here tonight. The corner. DeMars cannot miss. He's got a dozen points tonight. Four steals. Here's Matt Holly beating two defenders. He's whistled for a charge. Tigers were camped out short to the lane. Matt Holly's first personal. An absolutely frustrated Marysville team. Holly checks out, and Kirkland is in. They didn't play well on Tuesday. Consistency has been in question some the second half of the season. Starting out very, very challenged here tonight. Boy, especially with that junior, Tanner DeMar. Has he been a handful? Here's DeMar as a mid-court. Dribble between defenders, kicks it back to Fitzenmeier. DeMar is off the wing, guarded by Kirkland. Pass knocked over the timeline by Ben Kirkland. And it's tipped out of bounds. They say by DeMar's. Is there going to be a foul whistle in there too? Or just out of bounds? It was a collision. And they're sorting it out. A technical foul now on Clay Center, I believe, on Cooper Kaleva. They showed a number 5. I didn't guess what was going on there. I was looking mid-court as Kirkland tipped it away and DeMars was fighting for control in front of the Clay Center bench. Glavin stays in on the conversation with the official and Coach Travis Smith. Well, meanwhile, Dalton Denner got a free throw. Boy, this has been a wild, woolly start here tonight. Here's 28 minutes or any indication what we're going to expect. 80 bar the door. Denner got a pair of free throws on the technical. Here's Schrader back in for White. Point spread's 12 with Clay Center leading Marysville. Late in the first quarter, we've got a minute 19 left. Angel slows it down. Far side Reader finds pressure. Hooks in the lane. Plays out front instead of Angel. Bounce pass, far side to Reader. Long three, this off the back of the rim. Rebound to the forecourt. Tip by Angel to Schrader. Plays to Denner, three out of the corner missing. And it's Glavin chipping it out of bounds baseline. Clay Center defenders are all over the Marysville players. Inside, outside, they're sticking like glue. Angel guarded, far side. Raider has a three from the corner. It's good. Jackson Raider's second tray cuts the lead to 8 with 40 seconds remaining. Fitzenmeier up between the rings. Near side to Mars. DeMars drives the lane. Drops a pass out of bounds on the baseline. Nobody really over there. I don't know where he was going with that. Full court press. Schrader finds Peachel in court. Far side Denner from the corner. Shoots for 3 up the far side. Bouncing over the backboard, ruled out of bounds. It's 16.8 seconds left. Tigers send Isaac Lee, a junior reserve in the lineup, as well as Whit Williams, he's a starter. Full court press on the Tigers. Inbounds Fitzenmeier, way back to the baseline. Dribbles behind the back, coming across midcourt, under 10. Glavin out front. Near side to DeMars. Lost the dribble. Picks it up between his legs. Good play. Nick Lee at the buzzer. A fourth tray for Clay Center. Their first score off the bench. And the whole crowd likes it. As Clay Center leads Marysville at the end of one. Are they going to count that basket? Haven't put it on the board yet. 19-14 our score when we come back.
Do you want 50% off the Google Pixel 4 when you switch to U.S. Cellular or 50% off the Samsung Galaxy S10e? Hurry, offer ends soon. Great choice. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Unlimited everyday or even better plan. New line port in credit approval qualified smartphone purchase. Device protection plus and retail installment contract required. Comes via monthly bill credit. Taxes, fees, and terms apply.
Stop into 5-Star Cellular, your U.S. Cellular authorized agent. 517 Broadway in Marysville or 1200 North 6th Street in Beatrice, where you're treated like a neighbor, not just a number. Where the service does not stop after the sale.
Show your support for your favorite team with custom and team apparel from Identities. Logos for every team, including all the area schools. See what's in store or have it custom made. Identities has lots of ideas. They feature embroidery and screen printing on almost anything, including shirts and jackets. They'll help design and print signs, vinyl graphics, banners, and more. Show your best side with the help of Identities. Find their shop on Center Street here in Marysville or online at identities.com. Identities, for that custom look that gets you noticed.
Love it, our new banners from Identities in Marysville. Bulldog basketball trailing 22-11. They finally got that basket for Isaac Lee on the board. Ben Kirkland missing out on the far side corner. And it's Jared Fitzenmeyer with the board. 7:40, we're just underway, second quarter. Kirkland tipped the ball away from Fitzenmeyer. It was a scrambling Brady Glaves tracking it out of bounds on the far sideline. Tanner DeMars, 12 of those 22 points, an odd hand early on. And Clay Center would add four trays, including that at the buzzer by reserve Isaac Lee, to extend the lead 22-11. Play to Kobe Schrader. Got it underneath. Shot's good. Schrader undercut his defenders and got his first basket tonight. It's 22-13. Turning on the far side, Williams. Out front to DeMars. Had the ball knocked away. Diving past midcourt. A hustling Gavin Keisha laying on his back as the ball stripped away by DeMars. Here's Clay Center. Pass in the far corner, saved by Glaive. DeMars off the wing. Boy, he's a junior. He's a handful. He is so fast out there. DeMars. Traveling whistle on Fitzenmeyer as a turnover. Marysville down 9. Starters struggled early after a couple of turnovers. Scott Brown sent wholesale substitutions in for a period. He's gone 12 deep. Here's another hand to lay up. Jackson Rader making a show of it. Rader's third score. He's got 8 to lead the Marysville attack, fighting back within 7. This one on the baseline, or was that out of bounds? Out of bounds. Belongs to Marysville. Time out. Play center. 6:24 to play in the half. Tigers lead the Bulldogs 22-15.
When life makes managing your fitness and health a problem, Marysville Health and Fitness is the solution. If you have a concern about your physical health, they have a way to help beyond just treadmills. Sure, Marysville Health and Fitness has treadmills, but there's so much more. Free weights and Cybex weight machines, workout and group classes, get competitive with racquetball, have your current diet and fitness levels evaluated and set new goals, or make yourself a massage appointment. Marysville Health and Fitness, what do you want to get out of your body?
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
Bulldog basketball, playing perimeter passes, trailing Clay Center 22-15 with 6 minutes to play first half. Jackson Rader far sideline, hits the side of the rim, doesn't fall. Brady Glaives rebound for the Tigers, who led 22-14 at the end of the quarter. Man-to-man pressure, on the tempo down a bit. It's Fitzenmeyer crossing the lane. Far side to Glaives. Checks Lane, brings it out top to DeMars. Around the near side of the corner, Williams, denied baseline. Back out top and around the far side, DeMars. Top of the key three for Wick Williams. Rims off. Rebound falls to Ben Kirkland. Gavin Peachel driving the layup. He's whistled for a charge. First personal, 13 foul. Trio of substitutions off the Marysville bench. Ryan O'Neill, Owen Niefeld, Matt Holly. couple of subs off the Clay Fetter bench. Tigers midcourt to Fitzenmeier. Played a leak pass, saved on the baseline. Good effort by Frederick to keep it in play. Quick passes around the near side. And back out top to Williams. Checks near side of the lane. Nothing doing. Frederick missing a long three. Following the lane, McGlaze doesn't fall. And Holly brings it down. Bulldogs down 7. 4.5 minutes and counting. Wide open shot for Briar O'Neill. Jumps off the rim. Good effort by Owen Niefeldt. Tried to toss it out of bounds off Lorsch without success. Schroeder, as they like to call him here. Schroeder back in the Marysville lineup for Raider. When I work PA, I always make sure I check the other teams for an up PH. And a far side pass, offensive foul. That was Blake Frederick, his second personal. Team fouls, 4 feet. Tanner DeMars back in. Unloaded for 12 points in that opening 8. And 4 steals. Bulldogs down 7. Pass stolen away over here by Whit Williams. Tiger possession. We're down to 4 minutes. Man-to-man pressure on Mars out of center circle. Far side lead. Cross-court Williams coming underneath. Tripped up Matt Holly, but I think he's going to get the foul whistle. It is Matt Holly's second. Raiders in the lineup for Peachel. Substitutions are just a full-time job here. Cooper Glavin set the check in for Clay Sutter. Perimeter passes, far side Flourish. Williams out top for 3. Missed. Rebound tip by Niefeldt to Holly. Can't hang on. Ball stolen away in the fourth quarter by Whit Williams. Boy, this Clay Center team's a handful. They are markedly improved from Marysville's win over them early in the season. Playing the paint to Isaac Lee. Beat him on the layup. Lee's second score. Outside at the end of the quarter for a three. Inside here for his second score. Here's Briar O'Neill missing out of the corner. Ball is knocked in play to Isaac Lee. He brings it down the floor. Scoots underneath, beats the second defender, and passes far side. Tanner DeMars driving back 4 for the layup. He's got 14 points here. Bulldogs are down 11. Still not getting any momentum for the red and black. Home crowd chanting defense. Raider follows the screen, far side. Neal to baseline. Shot rims off. He hasn't been able to buy a bucket. Niefeldt with the rebound. Plays Holly underneath. Fouled on the double pump underneath. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. Williams, second personal. Brings Matt Holly to the line. Bulldogs have hit 4 of 4 free throws. If you're looking for something positive, that is until Holly's miss. Chris Glavin, who's been waiting patiently at the scorer's bench for quite some time. Scott Brown's got a trio coming in. Peasel, Dinner, and Kirkland will check in for Holly after the free throw. Matt at last on the second look is good for a 10-point affair with 2:19 left in the half. play. Center still the double-digit lead. Working it down the floor. Frederick off the near side. Lee out top. Back to Frederick. Trying to find Clay, but pass intercepted by Cody Schrader. There's Rader. Near side to Fischel. Back to Rader in the forecourt. Far side Denner for three. A long three. It's good. For Dalton Denner's first field goal. Marysville's third stray. Cuts the lead to seven. Minute 35 and counting. Fischel almost tipped it away. DeMar's got it back. Near side Lee Nicolais. Pass underneath. Still to the Jackson Rader. Drives. Far side Denner. Three on the sideline. Good! Back-to-back trays, and the lead down to four. 1:15 and counting. Four Marysville field goals, just two for Clay Center in the second eight. Kirkland knocks the ball away. Lee out of bounds. Marysville playing with a little more determination out there. Still not a ton of consistency, but they are striking a comeback. Isaac Lee across the lane. Kirkland knocks it to the floor, battles with two defenders, Clavin and Lee on a jump ball whistle. Tiger possession, 52 and a half seconds left. They take timeout. It's 26-22 Tigers when we come back.
RX in Marysville is so much more than just your friendly neighborhood drugstore. While your prescription or medications are being filled, browse a store full of fun and exciting merchandise ranging from personal products to home decor, gift ideas, toys, and more. Home health aids are also available that help you with mobility and everyday activities. Let us know how we can assist you. Proud to continue a tradition of excellent customer service. RX Drugstore, downtown Marysville.
Glad to have you with us on a Friday night. Ben Keller's in Washington as the Washington County Tigers host Axtell tonight on our sister station, KNDY FM 95.5. A couple of league games at the half. Chapman boys lead 40-31-16, and Abilene leading Wamego 27-10 at the half in boys play. Girls action earlier. Marysville fell in overtime 34-33. Tremendous effort by Amy Renier's team. Just couldn't quite keep it late. Set it to OT on a Bartles deuce underneath at 31 all. And it was Clara Edwards with a winning free throw in overtime for a one-point Clay Center girls win. Man-to-man pressure on the Tigers, leading by four. And a foul away from the ball on Cody Schrader is his first. Team fouls. Marysville's at six. Clay Center at five. Inbound baseline at 43 seconds. Mars double team near side. Driving across the lane. Frederick. Loose ball in the forecourt and a scramble. Jackson Rader on his belly pushes it to Kirkland, beating Gavin Fischel, who's fouled on the layup attempt. Things got real physical in there. Tanner DeMars got the whistle. It's his first, and it's Fischel at the free throw line. Chance to trim the lead at two. Marysville fighting back. There's just under a half minute remaining. Fischel missing. Substitution is Jarrett Pitzenmeyer, a Clay Center starter. Forcing Fischel to wait a little longer. And his second free throw is good. Trims the lead to three. Alex White in for Dalton Denner. 29.2 seconds left in the half. Inbounds Flourish. They court Fitzenmeyer. Turning out near side. Now drives to the corner. Play in the paint. Cooper Glavin. Over the defender. Shot's good. Glavin's first score. Clock rolls under 10 as Kirkland plays near side to Raider. Back around the far side to Fischel. Long three. That's good. That one went through the rafters on a high arch for Gavin Fischel. Knocking it down for a two-point play center lead at the half. It's the Tigers leading the Bulldogs 28-26.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Kramer Oil of Marysville has expanded their services. As colder weather approaches, you need to start thinking about your heating needs, and Kramer Oil has you covered with bulk propane delivery in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's one-stop shopping for your fuel oil and now propane delivery service. Kramer Oil offers contract buying to lock in your price and 10 cents off per gallon on your first delivery. Call Kramer Oil at 562-2466 to order today.
People are getting excited for warmer weather to start on their outdoor projects. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the perfect doorbusters to help you along. The 4-foot fiberglass stepladder is $49.99 to give you a lift in reaching high spots. For your lawn, get the 14-pound bag fertilizer with crabgrass preventer for $12.99. And for backyard cookouts, a 6-foot folding picnic table is what you need, priced at $199.99. Think spring and drop by Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. This is Attorney Coleman Younger, and I invite you to visit with me if you have a need for legal services or advice regarding an injury accident, divorce, or child custody issues in Kansas, Nebraska, or Wyoming. I can assist in representing you fairly and bringing resolution to complicated matters of domestic law and other issues. Call for a no-obligation appointment today at 562-2375. Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger at gwblaw.net.
A barefoot dance team at center court here during intermission as Clay Center boys lead Marysville 28-26. It was Clay Center and Tanner DeMars much of the first half with a double-digit lead. DeMars on the strength of 12 points in the first quarter alone leads all scorers with 14 here at the intermission. Clay Center was up by 10-12 points much of that first half as Scott Brown pulled his starters just a couple of minutes into the game. Had a couple of early turnovers, and Marysville started out on a very rough footing. They were outscored 22-14 in the opening eight. Managed to turn the table and gain some control as the game wore on. It was 12-6 Marysville, slowing the Clay Center attack in that second tempo. Clay Center, a much improved team, leading by 2 points at the intermission, led again by DeMars with 14, 12 of those in the first quarter. Whit Williams has six, Jared Fitzenmeyer free throw, Isaac Lee off the bench with five, including a tray at the end of the first quarter. Cooper Glavin adds two. Tigers have been to the line three times, getting two of three free throws. Marysville's Jackson Reeder and Dalton Denner have eight apiece. Gavin Fischel with four. Libby Schrader scores two, and Matt Holly has just a free throw. Off the bench, Olenek fells with a pair of free throws, and Ben Kirkland adds a field goal for two apiece. Marysville, 14 in the first quarter, 12 in the second. First half total of 26. Bulldogs, 75% on eight free throws in that first half. 28-26, Clay Fetter leads Marysville in boys' action. Girls play earlier went to overtime as Marysville put on their strongest performance of the season. Stayed with Clay Fetter all night, tied at 9 at the end of 8. Marysville is down 7 on a late 3 at the buzzer at halftime. Bulldogs fought back, outscoring Clay Fetter 10-6. Sammy Bartles shot beneath, tied it into regulation at 31-all. Marysville had the ball with 16 seconds left. Came inbounds, had an unfortunate charging call. They gave Clay Fetter possession. That allowed Clara Edwards a late pair of free throws. She just needed one of two, and they win at 34-33. As the Lady Tigers improve to 12-5, 6-1 atop the NCKL. Marysville falls to 7-10, 2-5. Clay Fetter scoring led by Clara Edwards with 13, including the winning free throw. Marysville paced in scoring by Eva Peschel with 8 points tonight. In other girls' action, Chapman beat 40-44-30, and Onega took Abilene 43-33. Elise Rose is guaranteed a spot in the inaugural girls' state wrestling tournament coming up in regional competition. She is assured a spot in the semifinals and has done very well today for Marysville Wrestling. Clay Fetter Pep Band joining us here at intermission. We'll take time out. Former halftime show is still ahead now.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local Farmers Insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5269.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
And again, 28-26, Marysville trailing Clay Fetter here at the half tonight. We'll check all the scores. Twin Valley Lake games included on the post-game scoreboard show. A service to Farm Bureau agents Marvin Kramer in Marysville and Bryce Leonard in Washington. All the scores twice in the morning sports at the 7 o'clock hour as well on Saturday. Ahead of college basketball tomorrow, Kansas Jayhawks 10:30 pregame on FM 95.5. Kansas State's 3 o'clock pregame here on AM 1570, FM 94.1. We get an off night Tuesday. Marysville's not back in action until they come home to Chapman on Friday. Then the following Monday, a makeup game with Concordia. Tuesday night following, they'll host Palmetto. So it's back to Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center for the regular season finale. And look ahead to the 3A substate. Marysville will likely be a host in the first round. They're currently the top seed in the Hiawatha substate. Marysville at 12-4, Mar Hill 10-4, the Nemo Hall Central 11-5. Pleasant Ridge, Hiawatha, and Sabetha are all 8-7. Atchison County is 5-11. Bishop Ward, 3-11. Marysville semifinals championship would be at Hiawatha High School. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks ahead. We'll keep you ahead of the game and up to date with the score. Just here at the half, Marysville boys trail Clay Fetter 28-26.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
The Marysville team that struggled at Riley County in a loss on Tuesday and struggled getting things rolling here tonight, down double digits much of that first half, largely behind the strength of Clay Sutter's Trent DeMars with 12 in the first quarter, 14 points in the first half. Marysville has fought back within two. Bulldog possession opening the second half. Jackson Raider for the lead, rims out from the corner. And Holly puts it back in underneath. That's first field goal here tonight. We're tied at 28. Tiger basketball. And it's Jared Fitzenmeier coming in the forecourt with man-to-man pressure. Far side of Brady Glaze. Near side, Carson Flourish. Falls to his rear near the lane. Shitting gets it in play to his teammates. Tigers keep hold. Off the far side wing is Williams. A young Clay Sutter team with a single senior among their starters, two seniors on the varsity roster. Mick Williams lays it in for two. And the Tigers are back on top. Bulldog basketball, Raider far side, back to Pichel in the forecourt. Raider again. Finds Schrader out of the corner. Raider for three. Jackson Raider. Three trades here tonight. Four scores. He's got 11 points to lead. Marysville scoring. Bulldogs go up by one. Tiger basketball. Hesitation by Williams coming out of the corner. Fitzenmeier forecourt to the lane. Guarded by Raider. Yes, the lane. Jackson did a good job not fouling Fitzenmeier. It's his first field goal. Team's trading leads. Clay Sutter's up by one. Evan Fischel coming out of the lane. Kicks it to Raider in the forecourt. Missing this time. Ball is tipped in the forecourt to Dalton Dinner, and it's Marysville possession. Dinner for three. In and out. Williams rebound. Tigers by one with the ball. Just underway. Second half. Flourish near side to Fitzenmeier. Brings it top side to Flourish. Glaives off the far side wing. Out top to Mars. Playing faint, finding nothing but black jerseys. Fitzenmeier kicks it back out of the forecourt. They are very quick. A lot of short passes. Hard to keep track of. Layup missed. Follow missed. Rebound to Fitzenmeier coming underneath. And over the wing, Carson Flourish for a trip. His first score. That's Clay Center's third long ball. Fourth long ball here tonight. And Kirkland is in the lineup for Willie Schrader. Not quite 3 minutes into the second half. Bulldogs down by four with the ball. Marysville leads have been slim and scattered here tonight. Here's Peachell out front. Kirkland back to Peachell. They're a couple of steps away, but defenders. Dinner off the wing. Back to Peachell. Kirkland far side. Raider comes out of the corner. Double team baseline. Pass is going over and back. Overthrown past midcourt. And it's a Bulldog turnover. A scrappy Clay Center team looking for their fifth win of the season. They beat Republic County on Tuesday. Beat Chapman twice this season. Remington's their only other win. They're giving Marysville a handful. Williams shot from the near side baseline for two. Williams got 10 points, extending the lead to six. Here's Holly down the floor. Far side Denner off the sideline. Missed. Good hustle by Ben Kirkland. He took the layup or the rebound away. Here's Raider missing a three. Holly hit the base of the rim on the follow, but he was fouled. Holly to the free throw line for the Bulldogs. A third personal on Blake Frederick is Clay Sutter's second team foul. Holly hit one for two in the first half. This one's on the way, rims off. The rest of the Marysville team comes over for a quick conference with the coach. The official timeout, and what do we want? Clarification on the foul. They're saying he can't be on Blake Frederick because he's not in the ball game. How can that be? They're going Williams, I think, on the foul. No, they're going to Flourish. Flourish second. Hey, you close your eyes and pick a number. Holly's checking out after the free throw. Schrader's back in. Isn't that kind of nice? Kind of strange. Betzenmeyer through traffic. Plays near side to DeMars. Long three, bouncing off the rim, is out of bounds. Bulldog basketball, still down five. 3:42 to play, middle of a third. And it's full court pressure. Got to get across the timeline. Finally, nope. Almost stolen. Saved by Peasel. Right side, Schrader. In the corner, Kirkland. He's got a three. Ben Kirkland. Second score, first tray. Trims the lead to two. 3:15 and counting. Flourish off the far side, crossing the free throw line, near side of Williams. Branches into the lane, meets defenders, and is fouled. Williams to the line for two. It's fouled by Gavin Peachell, his second. Williams' first trip to the line tonight. It's good. Kind of the story tonight. Marysville chips away, cuts that deficit, and then Clay Center builds it back up. Missed second free throw. We get a tie-up whistle. We did. It took a while to get the whistle out. Jump ball with 3 minutes on the clock. Tiger possession. Inbounds to Fitzenmeyer near center circle. Far side to Mars. Near side wing to Williams. Double team baseline. Shot up good for Vince Williams. He's got 13, seven of those in the second half. Tigers by five. Raider across midcourt. Kirkland out of the corner. Leads his way through defenders. Back for layup missing. Tip to Brady Glades, who brings it back the other way. Long three for which finishes. Williams' third tray. He's had the hot hand here in the second half. Four scorers from the field, had a free throw, and he's got 10 points in the second half. Williams' rebound at the other end. Tigers by seven with the ball. Down to 2:05. Williams hands far side to Flourish. Cross court to Mars. Cross court again to Williams. Flourish out of the corner. Top side to Mars. Tanner to Mars. Driving slam is good. He has 16 on the night. And it's play by nine. Kirkland out of the far corner. Raider in the corner for Cecil. Back to Raider. Two steps off the arc. Missing. And off balance, Kobe Schrader knocks it down, and he was fouled. Jared Fitzenmeyer, his first, team's third. Dinner and Holly will check back in for MHS. Scott Brown takes timeout. With a minute 27 to play in the third, it's play setter 44, Marysville 35.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Hoops tomorrow, Kansas Jayhawks 10:30 pregame, Kansas State a 3 o'clock pregame. On your home for the Wildcats and the Jayhawks in northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Bulldog basketball down 9, 44-35. Play in the paint to Matt Holly. Shot off the rim is flat. And the rebound down to Lane Musselman, a sophomore reserve, seeing his first action. Marysville have fought back within two. We're back to a nine-point affair. Quick passes around the perimeter. Far side of Fitzenmeyer. Plays the dribble back to the forecourt, directing traffic all the meanwhile. Glavin near side, splits defenders, coming past Matt Holly for the layup. Cooper Glavin, second score, and it's play better by 11. With 50 seconds left in the third stanza. Clay Center just playing some great basketball here tonight. Briar O'Neill missing a three. Followed by Schrader underneath. He was undercut. And picks up free throws. Fitzenmeyer second. Schrader at the line. First time tonight. Pair of free throws coming with 31 seconds on the clock. Bulldog 6 of 10 up the line tonight. Schrader improves that percentage. Trio of Bulldog substitutions will check in. Fiesel, Raider, and Kirkland. First, Schrader's free throw is good. Also at the scorer's bench is Blake Frederick for Clay Center. The lead is 9. Tigers with the ball. Fitzenmeyer. Meyer still in the backcourt, still on the dribble. Needs to get rid of it. That was a long 10-second count. Flourish. Just got it. Shuffling Mars missing. Offensive board Fitzenmeier. Glavin under traffic underneath. DeMar's near side, back out in the forecourt with 5 seconds left. Here's Fitzenmeier, crashing into defenders. Ball's knocked away and tossed all the way to the other end by Gavin Fiesel at the buzzer. After three, play setter 46, Marysville 37.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
There is a difference.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Well, it'll be a big upset here tonight. Play center 4-12, 2-4. Their only league wins over Chapman twice this season. Marysville on the ropes at 12-4, 6-1. Their only league loss back in December at 40. Ball is knocked away and out of bounds. Fingertips Canada Mars trying to take it away from Jackson Raider out front. Scott Brown talked on the pregame show about playing good competition. We see a good team here at Clay Center fighting hard tonight. Now, what's the conversation here? They bring it over to the sideline. The official coming to the Clay Center bench. Now Scott Brown wants to know what the delay is all about. I don't know. Your guess good as mine. 7:46 on the clock. Bulldogs down by 9. Clay Center outscored Marysville 18-9 in that third quarter. 18-11, I'm sorry. Dalton Dinner out of the corner, wide open three is good. That's Dinner's third tray tonight. Clay Center lead is 6. Cooper Glavin charging into a couple of Bulldogs at midcourt. He'll be Schrader among those. His whistle for the foul. His second team is second. Holly's in the lineup for Dinner. Kirkland guarding Fitzenmeier, crossing midcourt to DeMars. DeMars 14 points in the first half, 10 in the first quarter, has scored a single field goal in the second half. Fitzenmeier on the far side, coming forecourt, may have come off the divot foot. Timeout. Clay Center. I think they did that to protect the traveling whistle, which I think the officials were going to miss. We'll call it with 7 minutes left. Clay Center leading Marysville 46-40.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Marysville Bulldogs fighting from behind, trail 46-40 with 7 minutes left in the ballgame. Tiger basketball on perimeter passes coming to the near side. Knocked down the Jackson Raider. He was fouled. Cooper Glavin and Blake Frederick tried to grab it back. Foul whistles on Frederick. He's fourth. That is five team fouls on Clay Fetter. Marysville's just got two. Diesel out front, looking the lane. Holly moving through. Diesel far side to Denner. Back around the near side to Raider. Back and forth passes off the wing. Denner far side. Back out front. It's over the timeline. Oh, this is tipped off Clay Fetter. Got a break on that. Denner far side. Coming short to the lane. 10-footer miss. Tipped in the forecourt to Diesel. Near side, Jackson Raider. Wide open three is good. Raider's fourth tray here tonight. He's got 14 points. Marysville's within three. They brought back within two in the third quarter. Then Clay Fetter opened up a 9-point advantage. Clay Fetter picking up the tempo here. Glavin driving out of the corner. Baseline bump, Raider, no whistle. Three-point shot's good for Mitch Williams. Williams' fourth tray here tonight. He has 13 in the second half and 19 points overall. Here's a Clay Center foul in the backcourt. A fourth personal on Jarrett Fitzenmeier. Fitzenmeier and Frederick with four apiece. Williams has three. And a couple of player substitutions off the bench for Travis Smith. Next whistle puts him in the bonus. That is team foul number six. Bulldogs down six. Have trailed most all the way tonight. Clay Fetter went out. Rock Marysville in the opening eight, 22-14. Led by 12 at the intermission. Here's Jackson Raider. Three. Missing. Schrader rebound. Keeps it in play. Back out top. Diesel on the reset. Denner far side. Diesel out top. Denner again. Wide open three. Missed. Holly follow. Blocked behind. That Holly got another one. Still another rebound. And this time the foul whistle. Nick Williams was the one that blocked the shot. A clean block with a palm on the letter. But Matt Holly stood his ground, pulled down a couple of offensive boards. Pushing it up that last time was fouled by Tanner DeMars. His second brings Holly to the line for two. Matt 2 of 4 tonight. Missing. It rolled off the rim. Red Blackstown got any breaks here tonight. Just been a tough, tough night. Second coach. Started out with a couple of turnovers. Scott Brown pulls wholesale reserves in the opening minutes. Brought his starters back in, but never really has seen any consistency here. Beating the press on a pass to Fitzenmeier, going underneath to Brady Glaves, had it knocked down by Schrader underneath. Marysville played so well to the championship of the Thunder Classic. And since that win, they have been almost a different team. I'll go back to that. Tigers by five with the ball, 4.5 minutes to play. Fitzenmeier, four-court pressure from Kirkland. Now here's Glaives. Finding Flourish free throw line. Out top Williams. Far side of Flourish. All while wearing time off that clock. Crossing the lane. Near side of Williams for three. It's Williams. Williams, fifth three here tonight. Extending the lead to eight with just over 4 minutes to play. Bulldogs need a couple of unanswered baskets. They've got to shut down the long ball. Play center with four of those in the second half. Williams, three of the four. Raider, right side of the lane. Shot's good for two. And Raiders got 16. With time on the floor, we'll keep it to 3:48 to play. Play center leading Marysville 52-46. Back to my thought, they played so well in January, up through the tournament. And they had a convincing win over Nemo Hall Central. Came back, that was a Monday win. Came back that Friday and lost to Nemo Hall Central. Didn't play consistent that night. And it seems like it's been a struggle since. They had a convincing win hosting Centralia on a Saturday afternoon. But a loss to Abilene in the second meeting between the two. A loss Tuesday at Riley County. Just an uphill battle here all night tonight as Clay Center is a very outstanding team, a very improved and outstanding team. Marysville handled in their first meeting, but it's been all Tigers here leading 52-46. With under 4 minutes to play. Pressure in the backcourt. They need help. Crossing the timeline is Williams going all the way. Lays it up for Wes Williams. Finale. 24 points for Wes Williams. 18 of those in the second half. Here's the Bulldogs down by 8 again. Top of the key three for Fiesel is good. Gavin's second tray, and it's 54-49. 3:15 left. Bulldogs got some fouls to give. There's just two team fouls on Marysville, so they can play close. Trying to force a turnover. Tigers pretty good ball handlers, though. Fitzmyer's out top. Far side to Flourish. Clock rolls under three. Keep away passes. Here's Williams. Out front to DeMars. DeMars in the first half with 14. Williams in the second half with 18. One picked up with the other left off. And Holly knocks a pass down. Takes it with two defenders trailing him. And is fouled. Stopping the clock at 2:31 to play. That was just Appaline, hit the second of two free throws. Fouled here by Brady Glaives, his first. That is 18 fouls. Holly on the way, it's good. It was going to be a bonus. I wasn't sure if they were going to put him in the act of shooting or not. Doesn't matter since he hit the first one. Second one's good. Here's Denner in the lineup for Holly. Marysville down three. Boy, it seems like that's all the closer they can come, though. Two or three points. And then Clay Denner goes on a chair. Fitzmyer, mid-court, still in the backcourt. Double team. Cross the timeline, still on the Raider. Jackson Raider to the lane. Layup missed. Schrader rebound. Top of the key for three. Kevin Fiesel knocks it down. One tie at 54 with 2:12 left to play. Here comes Clay Center. Down the floor is Fitzenmeyer. Shoveled in the fourth court. Thought he came off the pivot foot. Feed underneath. Double top of the foul. Brady Glaives was smothered by Kobe Schrader. Kobe was on top. Glaives had a little double pump move, I guess the best way to put it, underneath. And he was smothered by Kobe. Glaives at the line. Free throw missed. Holly's right back in for Kirkland. Down to 2:01 to play. It's a 54 all tie. The girls' game went to overtime. Glaives for the lead. Missed again. Schrader rebound. Bulldogs for the go-ahead. Have they led it all tonight? Under 2 minutes remain, and Peschel is patient in the fourth quarter. Defenders 2 steps away. Gavin in center circle. Near side center. Look in the lane, nothing doing. Comes out to Rader instead. Dinner off the wing, no look. Around to Peschel on the far side. Moving Schrader and Holly back to the high post. Peschel driving the lane. Layup through traffic. Carson Flores with the rebound. That's a big board. Down to a minute 15 remaining. We're tied at 54. Tiger basketball. Flores in the forecourt. Marysville with just 3 team fouls. They can be a little more aggressive. They knock it loose, and the foul is whistled over here. Finally had a chance to get a little interaction going. Kobe Schrader foul. Studies fourth it is. Dinner comes out. Kirkland is in with a minute remaining. Tigers take timeout. We're tied at 54-all here in Clay Center tonight.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Marysville cheerleaders with pink pom-poms here on Valentine's Eve. 54-54. Bulldogs finally managed to tie this thing up. Have fought back so many times. Close, but then Clay Center would get the lead again. Or extend the lead. It's Tiger basketball. Marysville with 14 fouls. To be aggressive out there with defense. A young Clay Center team's proven to be pretty good ball handlers. Well, what has Coach Travis Smith called for? Play the clock out. Play for the win. Inbounds pass. Knocked away to backcourt. Saved by Fitzenmeier. Crowd drew a breath. Mars near side. Plays off to Williams. Turning, meets couple defenders. DeMars on the baseline. Had it tipped by Peschel out of bounds. Leaving 42 seconds. The coaching strategy at play here in the late stages of this one. Do you play for the last shot? Inbound, way out front, Fitzenmeier. Drives the lane, lost control, and it's out of bounds to Marysville. Williams was hoping to get a foul whistle in there. He's a little frustrated with himself. Bulldogs did a good job avoiding just that. Take control with 37 seconds left. Ryder and shoes on the other foot. Scott Brown, are you going to play it out for the win? I would not be surprised. Yeah, he's got one finger up, one shot. And we're under a half minute with Peschel at center court. Probably have a timeout coming in here. I think we've got one left. Channing defense across the way. A full house has certainly got their money's worth in both games tonight. Peschel at midcourt. Yeah, 10 seconds left. Playing for the win on the road. Peschel far side to Holly underneath. They fouled him. They hit Matt Holly underneath. He had a nice look under the basket. It was well executed. And Matt Holly with 4.3 seconds to give Marysville the lead on either of 2 free throws. Foul on Brady Glaives is second. Holly free throws good. From Clay Center's perspective, he was going to get that chip shot. You make him earn it here. Now, it gives Marysville the lead. But a clean set of possession will collect the Victoria going 4.3 seconds remaining. That is going to be talked about during the timeout here as Sammy Holly think about it. Not even playing all kind of scenarios out. I'm not going to try to second guess these coaches. I'm going to let them call it, and then I'll call the play. A lot of things you can do here. Holly's got a second free throw. That would give Marysville a two-point lead. For Clay Center, you can try to set it to overtime going inside, or you can play the win on a long ball. They've proven capable outside with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 three-pointers by 4 different players tonight. Going down to the wire, both games. What an exciting Friday night this one has turned out to be. Hope you've enjoyed it. 4.3 seconds left. Matt Holly with a second free throw. He got the first one for the go-ahead. Bulldogs lead by one. Holly's hit four in a row. And a second look is on the way. It's good. All right, it'll be 2-tie, 3-win. Scott Brown's going to take the timeout. We will as well. 4.3 seconds left. It'll be Tiger possession with 4 seconds to go.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Abilene, Wallafin, Wamego. A running clock in the fourth quarter. Abilene 70, Wamego 34. Girls scores earlier. Marysville off by one in overtime here. Chapman beat Concordia 44-30. Wamego took Abilene 43-33. Matt Holly hit both free throws, giving Marysville a two-point lead with 4.3 seconds left. Marysville can afford fouls. There's only 14 fouls. That could really play in their favor. They can be incredibly tough on the full court pressure. Tigers got to go the length of the court with 2-tie, 3-win. Now Travis Smith wants to take a timeout. He kind of knew that was coming. All right, let's do it. 4.3 seconds left when we come back.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Bannister can help you get to a better state. He'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, see John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Each team took a timeout. Clay Center basketball going the length of the court. They're down two with 4.3 seconds left. They're going to put all four players in the backcourt. Williams will key the inbounds pass. Flourish, midcourt, to DeMars. Half-court launches short of the buzzer, and the Bulldogs win. A hard-fought victory against a much-improved Clay Center team. Tigers led most all the night, but Marysville a two-point advantage when it counts at the buzzer. Final tonight, Marysville 56, Clay Center 54.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Nights don't come any more exciting than this. Anyway, you slice it. You go to OT in the girls' match. Play center prevails 34-33. You are tied late in the game on this boys' match, and Marysville prevails 56-54. That is as good a four-team club as you're going to ever see. Clay Center came out storming tonight. Canada Mars had 14 points in the first half, 10 in the first quarter. His teammate Whit Williams, another junior, picks up 18 in the second half, 24 for lead score in the loss tonight. They traded off and made it very difficult, leading Marysville most all the way. Free throws won the ball game for the Bulldogs. They went 14 of 18 at the line unofficially, 8 of 10 in the second half. They were 6 of 8 in the first half. Matt Holly knocks down 5 in a row, including those two free throws for the go-ahead. 56-54 is where it stayed. Marysville was led by Jackson Rader with 16, scattering 4 trays. Dalton Dinner had 3 trays for 11. Gavin Peachell, 3 trays for 10. Matt Holly with 9 points. 7 of those were free throws. Matt hit 7 of 10 free throws, including the winning buckets. 4 points for Kobe Schrader, 5 off the bench for Ben Kirkland, and Owen Neatfeld adds 2 as Marysville improves to 13-4, 7-1, runner-up behind Abilene in the NCKL race. Clay Center's Whit Williams with 24, strong second half. Tanner DeMars, 16, strong first half. 3 each for Carson Flores and Jared Fitzenmeyer. Isaac Lee off the bench with 5, and Cooper Glavin adds 4. Tigers fall to 4-13, 2-5, 56-54, the boys' final, Marysville. In the girls' game, it went to overtime. 34-33 was the last buzzer sounding. Tigers get the ball back after Marysville came in with 16 seconds left. Got whistled on a charge and a turnover to give the Tigers possession. That allowed Clara Edwards to go to the line, getting 1 of 2 free throws, and that's all it took. Edwards led scoring for Clay Center with 13 points. Tigers improved to 12-5, 6-1. Marysville faced Behiva Peschel with 8. Bulldogs fall to 7-10, 2-5, but put up a great fight in a 34-33 loss. Other girls' finals, Wamego beat Abilene 43-33. Chapman took 40-44-30. And we had a boys' score, Abilene leading Wamego in a big way. They had a running clock in the fourth quarter. Abilene's up 70-34, and I think that's all we had for basketball. Congratulations, Elise Rose, guaranteed a spot in the semifinals and a spot in the inaugural girls' state wrestling tournament coming up in a week or two. She's in a regional competition. Don't have any updates on our other game. FM 95.5 is Axtell at Washington County. We'll check that Twin Valley Lake score and all the TVL action in northeast Kansas on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show later tonight. Plus, scores twice each hour in the 7 o'clock news block Saturday. Marysville sweeps at Clay Center, spoiling homecoming tonight. We're off a week until Chapman comes in on Friday. Final three games are back at home in the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center before the 3A substate. Thanks to our KDY Sports Booster Club. I'm Bruce Dierking. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Since KNDY first went on the air in 1956, Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska have had a friend they can count on for entertainment and information. Thanks for tuning to KNDY.